God by High Priest Hooded Cobra. Sunday, August 28th, 2016. Greetings to all our people and comrades. To some, it may not be new information. There are additions, however. So to begin with, I want people to forget from their mind what God in the Abrahamic religion is. I will explain to why in the shortest way possible. These religions are just programs of control, and they do not reflect in any way any spiritual divinity. You can look around you to understand why. Not only this, but these are very disrespectful to our forefather Satan, and also very disrespectful to the universal consciousness or energy we can call universe. To explain this simply, these programs resulted as an alien attack on our people and from what the Jewish degenerates made of the occult knowledge when they came in contact with it. Given our existential gap was very big, the things they were shown were translated in the same way as if one showed a super alien spacecraft to a monkey. The Jews, however, are worse than any monkey, as they are fully aware of what they did to humanity all and all. God is just an all-encompassing consciousness or energy. Now, this energy does not have a face or a character, and is not offended, does not take revenge, or anything like this. It's a force that exists within all beings, and this is the creative power. It's just a force. We can call it nature or life. Through this force, existence becomes possible, and this force does not love a Jew better than all others, neither it will descend from the heavens to kill all those who oppose the Jews. As I said, this force runs into all beings in existence, and we can parallel this to the Shakti energy of the Kundalini. For this reason, this is the energy of birth, existence, and the creative principle. What happens in all creations when they start existing is that they are on the route to evolution. Evolution is a natural principle and happens over the millennia. As beings evolve, they can follow whatever route and end wherever. This force that creates does not really coordinate everything in existence, and it is not God in the sense humanity has been developed by the vile enemy hoaxes to believe in. In other words, this force is not in itself responsible for things that we are responsible, because after a point, the race of the gods who created us and altered our normal evolutionary process have developed consciousness, control over, and mastery over this force. This force is just potentiality and nothing else. What this is we cannot really relate in words, but what can be said is that through Satan's teaching, which is meditation, one reconnects to God or this force. We can just call God nature. This is the most accurate thing. We cannot fight against or have any reason to fight against nature. But in the same time, we have to master nature and know the highest rules within it in order to increase our existence and evolve as species. This force runs inside everyone, like nature and everything that exists in the human being, but we are not aware of it since birth, as by design we fall between those who are aware of it all the time, the gods, and humans who came from monkeys with limited awareness. All pagan religions held the feminine force in high esteem, and this is for a reason, however, the gods were put on a higher esteem than nature or God. Nature, while she was the source of every power, all these so-called powers that can come from nature, Shakti, Mother Goddess, need an active user in order to be expressed. To put this into context, Let's say someone has an amputee or problem by their birth. Now, nature cannot heal this problem. Through conscious awareness and persistence and knowledge, it can be healed. We can heal it through the arts of the gods, which are the medicine arts. The gods, after they genetically engineered humanity, they stayed there with us, raised us, and taught us these arts of God. The term fallen is just a defamation of the enemy, which considered humanity lower than swine, so that those who were advanced and helped us were named fallen as part of some smear campaign. All this knowledge, capability, and these special powers come through the increase of this potentiality, applying it consciously to evolution and by understanding the laws of nature. We are inseparate with nature and claim that nature/God is outside of us, or is a kike sitting upon the clouds ready to smite you for masturbating, is just Jewish psychopathic paranoia. Only the Jews lied to such extent in regards to these truths, largely because they never really understood these at all and in any way. They are not created by their masters to be able to reach any high level, just enough to enslave and destroy us. From there, their masters will take the wheel away from this slave race of theirs. Now, there are a lot of beings in the universe more or less versed in these arts, and more or less have realized this connection with the Force. As such, and because evolution moves and moves, the gods, whom we call demons today, or these beings that were our progenitors, were held in obviously a higher esteem than the God Force. This is simply because they are on a higher esteem than the Force itself. Nature provides a stone, but it's the being and the man that creates the statue. Nature does not produce any finer thing, but only provides the materials for this production. The gods are as thus revered above God in this sense, but in the same time, as one with the mother goddess or Shakti or Kundalini energy or potentiality of the universe. The gods we worship as gods, because they were above this force, they taught us how to master it, and they consciously altered our genetic route so that we exist today. We owe it all to them. We don't owe it to God, and this impersonal force does not hold grudges, does not love, does not hate, or anything like this. It does not require worship. When a being becomes conscious of this force, they themselves take the position of God. In plain words, what would happen automatically by this force, as in some sort of divine plan, is now on the hands of the created being. This was obviously a giant leap in the evolution of species. It happens naturally. Now, as for the prayers to God and all these things, one can see these are useless and bear no fruit. However, when one prays to real beings such as Satan, their prayers are heard and answered, because Satan is a living, real, and existing entity like us, only infinite times above us, and he can consciously direct his energy and forces to help us. As thus, God falls lower than Satan in all ways. Our pagan gods are the reason we were able to survive, thrive, and exist in this increasingly aggressive universe. If anything, as the ancient epic of Zeus and Cronus, Cronus is trying to destroy all entities he unfortunately creates. One needs to move outside the planet to see all these insane meteor storms, supernovas, and all these explosions, to understand why human beings are so sacred and need to advance and evolve as part of the universal blueprints. Even the planet Earth goes through cosmological changes that can wipe us out as mere fleas. Satan is our god, and our gods who are trying to teach us how to evade this circle of vanity and finally come above this in order to follow our existential destiny as beings. The enemy does not want us to know, so they keep us blind, praying to the wall, hide the truth from humanity, and act as a parasite that drains our evolutionary power in order to fuel theirs. All this is in the context of how existence must and will continue. As existence furthers, there are also eternal roots of evolution and their process. Unfortunately, there are no more words to explain these very sensitive matters accurately. But Satan has a solution for this too, meditation. Through this discipline, if you are loyal to it in advance, you will reascend to this level of ability and understanding in order to fully grasp the meaning and the purpose behind these matters and all matters. In order to understand an all-encompassing consciousness such as what we call God, one needs to open up the Shakti, or the serpentine consciousness, in order to get in. Without Satan, or the Kundalini serpent, there is no God. To any Godhead there is, nobody can go there without Satan, or the Kundalini powers that Satan vested in humanity. Satan gives us this ability, and for this reason, war was waged on humanity. Satan also gave us the gifts that only advanced beings have, such as the metagenic factors of the ability to reincarnate, the occult powers, and everything else. Satan is our father, and without him there would be no existence on Earth, or humanity would still be eating bananas if it was not wiped out by some cosmological event or other life forms. Also, in one last note, God is not more important than truth. And no, they are not one, but through application of this force, one can reach the level of this understanding. God, as explained, is a force. Truth is what is the reason behind this force and any other nature and anything else there is. Satan's name literally means the eternal truth. Satan is above any creative, destructive, or any other force there is. Satan's throne rests higher than the throne of God in any and all ways, let alone this sorry kike that is nailed on the cross as a spiritual hoax. Satan is on the highest level of truth. For this reason, Satan draws in our respect, our innermost faith, and even worship. Satan does not, however, require any of these, because he is not some nefarious alien entity. All the gods want to be remembered for their contribution to humanity, for reasons that we too as humans can understand. They also do this more for us rather than them, because without them we would be lost forever. At the same time, not only this is not understood by the naive idiots out there, but at the same time, their worship, or for better saying, attention energy, goes to Jews and nefarious aliens, who use their energy as a battery to fuel the destruction of humanity. Humanity has sunk very low, but there is still hope. With all that being said, do not take the information presented lightly, and do not act like a senseless monkey that does not value this information, or the chance you have today to advance. To be more accurate, what is meant here is preserve it, fight for it, advance it, educate others where applicable, and empower yourself. Understand its importance. Also, stand actively loyal to destroying the enemy that keeps us back is a most major sign that someone actually understands the issue. Hail Satan.